control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. Stay tuned for the special call-in lines for that opportunity. 800-259-9231, that's the number you need to get on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we'll continue to discuss the financial disaster that is facing a lot of the city governments around the country. We were focusing on one Michigan, a very small Michigan city, for a little while there, and this particular piece that you've been sharing with us, Mark, actually expands out to talk about some other places and some of the things that they're having to deal with. And so we're going to continue that here. Where's the source on this one again?
New York Times.
The New York Times. You're about to tell us about the pension funds, because we've been speculating on the air for a while now that these government guys are getting themselves into a really difficult area where they've made promises to their city bureaucrats that you retire and we're going to take care of you. You're going to get 90% of the salary you got for the rest of your life every single year. You are going to be taken care of, all the health care, benefits, everything. We're going to take care of you. And, well, what happens when the city runs out of money? How are they going to take care of them then? Let's continue the story here. Actually, hold that thought. Bill's on the line in Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, I was wondering if you thought New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles will go bankrupt first. And another thing is that they will not let the military pensions fail first. The retired military will be paid.
With printed money, but that's because the federal government can print money and the states and towns can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is if they stop with Chicago, those city workers and firefighters, they can fall because they're not in the military. Military people, if they don't pay those pensions, then that's when you're going to have the trouble. They'll pay the soldiers' pensions.
Well, as Wayne points out,
you know what? This sort of happened in the past. It's called the bonus war, and the World War One vets wanted some stuff that was promised to them, and I think they wanted it sooner than it was promised. It wasn't that the government wasn't fulfilling what it said. It's that the vets wanted the stuff sooner, and Patton and MacArthur they rode through this little city that they'd set up on the lawn in Washington. They killed people. They set these things on fire. They attacked with the military and the cavalry.
Yes, I understand that, but people didn't know that for several months if you weren't there.
You're right.
And nowadays people would know about that. And my personal opinion, I think it's going to be Chicago first. I think that's a bunch of liars.
If I had to pick one of the three, I'd pick Chicago too.
Maybe, but then you got Detroit announcing a couple weeks ago they're going to shut down 20% of the city. So who knows?
Yeah, there's a lot in New York. Actually, New York City has the biggest deficit. They've got $2 billion deficit through June of 2012, largest of this list I've got from Yahoo Finance, originally sourced from the Business Insider, December 21st.
Well,
this year.
And you know what's going to happen is, let's pretend we're one of those people that are getting these checks. We're going to go to the mailbox and we're going to look and there's going to be no check, and they're going to say, well, they owe me 2 months. That's what they're going to say the first month. The second month, they're going to be like, they owe me 3 months. Is it going to take 6 or 7 months before these people realize they're not paying me?
Yeah, and they're out in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to maybe take a year for some people not to realize, to realize that it's over.
Well, the state of California was giving out IOUs to people for a while.
Well, and in the state of California, we were concerned was going to go to the government, the federal government, and get some sort of a bailout. So maybe that's something that might keep the cities afloat. Maybe Chicago or New York have the kind of political capital that is necessary to finagle some sort of a federal bailout to keep them going. That's a possibility. I'm not sure if any of them are seeking it at this time, but it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden we saw a news story saying that Chicago was looking for a few billion dollars from the feds, because we know that the state governments are certainly running out of cash. They're taking on bank loans. At some point, when the banks decide they're no longer going to loan money to the state or local city governments anymore, then that's when they're going to really turn to the federal government and say, oh, God, we can't get our money from the banks anymore. We're going to have to get it somewhere. Please, can you help us out? We'll pay you back.
What
about the conspiracy theory of they'll have another 9/11, which will destroy a city, and then they'll say that it wasn't the financial, it was this disaster. That's what's causing the financial Armageddon.
They're going to have to blow up a lot of cities because, as Wayne just said here, there's more than 100 cities that are looking at this.
Yeah, and anything can happen when things are this dire. Anything.
Yes, and then there'll be a problem.
Well, we certainly have problems.
Then we'll see the third party then. I hate to see it come about like that, but then
the
your way
party,
of thinking will be, well, your way of thinking, let's put it that way, a sovereign, people sick of the federal government and their lies.
I hope so. Whatever
yes,
it takes.
I do too.
If it takes that to get to it, I don't want violence. But if it takes, you know, some sort of horrible governmental destruction to bring that about, then well, that's what's gonna
come. It seems like the end result of the opposite sort of thinking, you know.
Right. What I mean
is solve problems.
Right. What I mean is the government, creating violence, creating problems, etc.
There's also been bailouts already to the states. But you see, if their revenue model, their whole business model is unsustainable, which they all are now, it's only a temporary measure. It's only getting them through the next year or so, and then they're in the same problem. Because what it does is it prevents them from doing the necessary cuts they have to and cleaning up the waste.
Yeah, and they get deeper and deeper in over their heads. Hey, thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Just to clarify what I was saying, I don't support violence as a means to achieve liberty. I don't think it's even possible. I think that if you want to achieve peace, and that's what liberty is, it's individuals interacting with one another on a consensual basis, allowing others to live their lives how they want. If you want to get to that point, you have to come along to that conclusion in your mind. You have to discover and embrace liberty and understand what it means, and then once you embrace it and understand it, you have to apply it in your life. And none of that includes getting violent with your neighbors or getting violent with the government people, even though the government guys are violent and they are going to continue lashing out in violence against the rest of us who are peaceful over time. But thank goodness they are running out of money, and it can only go on for so much longer. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, tell me more about some of this nonsense that's going on around the country.
Well, it says here, Pritchard, Alabama, which stopped paying monthly checks to retired city workers when its pension fund ran out of money last year, is appealing a bankruptcy judge's ruling that it did not qualify for Chapter 9 bankruptcy under Alabama law. So the judge said, you can't do that, and they're saying, oh, yeah, we can, and we're not paying anybody until we get what we want.
Hmm. How long has it been that they haven't been paying?
They stopped paying monthly checks to retired city workers when it ran last year.
Okay.
And
wow.
This was written in 2010. I mean, this is just a few days ago.
The city workers going to have to get jobs unless they've actually got savings.
Yeah, this has been going on quite some time.
And, you know, in many cities, a lot of the police and some of the workers who work by the hour, what they do is that they padded their hours the last few years right before retirement to get their pension payment up higher.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that's going to come back and bite a lot of cities as well.
Well, and you think about the way people spend money, just people in general, not just city bureaucrats, but people in general, they have a bad habit of spending to their incomes, where it's very rare that people will save. Maybe it's not very rare, but it's rare enough that that people won't save for the future. They'll live paycheck to paycheck. They'll buy things that are bigger and unnecessary than what they really need to have a comfortable life. And especially when you're a city government worker, you expect that it's going to keep coming. Because you know your job is, like, if you're still working for the government, you pretty much know your job is set. If you've been there a few years, you're locked in. There's no way they can fire you. It's very difficult for those things to happen. And then you get up to the point of getting your pension, you're thinking, this is sweet. I get to, you know, get 90% of my paychecks that I've been getting, and I'm going to get it for the rest of my life. I'm going to structure my life and my finances expecting that for the rest of my life, I'm going to be getting paid X amount of dollars. And then all of a sudden in this town in Alabama, it just rise right up. You know that there are a lot of those city workers that did not plan for that. They expected the money was just going to flow and flow and flow, and here you go, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, they've gone down to, you know, retired off to Florida or gotten some other government job. This happens all the time with government workers. You know, they go to the military until 40, and then they come work for 20 years for the from some city, and then get two pensions,
double dippers. Yeah,
yeah, incredible.
That even happens within sometimes the same city, where they'll retire, and then they'll take another job a few years later.
Absolutely. I know people here in Keene that do that. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free
line.
Two
pensions they aren't getting.
You can take control of the airwaves. Well, I think they're still paying them out here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, sure.
But sure would like to see that stop, too. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want.
I think the people that work, they should get paid what they're supposed to get paid.
Pensions are BS. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, because it's being stolen. If it was invested, that'd be another story.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Features including archives, live streams, lots of different ways to listen in. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen to those around the clock, and you can listen to them in various different ways. A lot of people listen on their smartphones. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to access our mobile site to make that easy, or go to listen.freetalklive.com to get, again, access to those streams from your computer, also to learn about how you can listen via your phone not if you have a smartphone, just any old phone that can dial long distance. We've got listen lines that allow you to listen in over your phone line, and different other ways to listen in, like our satellite channel, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay a subscription fee. The 85 wonderful affiliates we have from coast to coast on the AM and FM bands that also carry the show at various times throughout the week. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you like Taryn Lupo's pieces on the LCL report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's a adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry, down in, sort of Georgia, South Carolina area. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, societies cast off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s, and it's loaded with real, obscure historical events that time's nearly erased and buried. Taryn's doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the entire ebook for free. You can get it either in PDF form, you can read it on one of those little computer reading gizmo things, or you can get the MP3. Go check it out at piratesofsavannahbook.com. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com. If you like it, hey, there's a place to donate. Piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll get back to the cities and their dire financial condition here in a moment. Scott is on the line, because this is a lengthy topic. Scott is on the line in New York, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I'm the guy who called you a while back. I'm going to try to run for U.S. Senate again here in New York State, but I'm sure I am a Democrat, but I'm not a cookie cutter. And the front page of the New York Syracuse Post Standard today was talking about this pension crisis, and there's so much disparity in when you look at government employees all over the place. Whether you're looking at police or whether you're looking at school administrators, the top, this will freak you out. What is the top salary for the top school administrator in the state of New York minus benefits?
I would suspect that I know
$2 million.
The top school administrator
in the state of New York.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I'm talking about superintendent level. I'm not talking about like at Bloomberg level, but I'm talking about superintendent level.
Oh, you mean like for just a city? What their top salary is?
It happens to be in Commack, New York.
I'll go with $200,000.
Over $600,000 plus benefits.
That's
imagine
nice
what
work.
That guy's going to retire on. And then you have disparities in how much people are paying for health care. You have the town clerk in Lyle, New York, which isn't too far from here on 79. She's paying $400 or $500 a month for health insurance towards a family policy, which is about 40% of her policy. And then you have the person in Syracuse who has a family policy, a city worker in Syracuse, non-police person. Guess how much they pay for their policy?
Well, zero with a copay of $5.
$30 a month.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
it's all over the place, and those people that are up at the top level for superintendents and stuff like that, it's not the teachers. Some of the teachers are getting paid okay, and some of them are actually underpaid. But the school administrators and some of those people are just getting away with murder, some of them. There's some of them, like there's one guy out in the boonies that's making $109,000, which, it's not terrible. I mean, it's not a terrible salary. They need to make a decent wage to attract people to run school systems.
No, well, I don't think the government should be. Yeah, I don't think the government should be running the school systems, and then we'd really find out what their value would be.
I went to the best school in my town, and there were three administrators.
The best government school?
The best school. I mean, the best private school in my town. It had 600 students, and there were three people that administrated. Basically, the teachers made most of the decisions after school in sort of a democratic fashion, and the principal administered paddlings when they felt it was necessary.
Well, yeah, the question is, what do they make?
To the assistant to the assistant. It's just so many layers. It's just ridiculous.
Too many. Way too many.
I'm a Democrat, but I'm fiscally conservative, but I'm also socially progressive in some ways too. But the system right now is just bankrupting us. And I think the only way where it's heading is it's heading towards a GM. I think we're going to end up. Yeah, we're going to go bankrupt, and then the good thing is they're going to be able to renegotiate all these contracts. They're going to have to because there's
no
money.
They're going to have to.
And get on a more sustainable revenue model.
You don't have to be a fiscally conservative anything to realize that it's just over for those municipal pensions.
But they're also probably going to have to take some sort of bailout at some point from the federal government, which means the feds are going to print even more money.
And now there's no money left.
They can print it. They can print it for a while and get through, but at some point it's all going to be a day of
reckoning. Inflation, and yeah. It gets us closer to hyperinflation.
And the bond market is going to be a mess. There's just a lot of things that could happen.
You know, I think it's a socially progressive proposal to get the government out of schools. If you think about it, it actually is a very progressive thing in that it'll create diversity in education, which we currently don't have. I mean, for the most part, you've got this one-size-fits-all government monopoly. And I don't know, I can't imagine very many people that would call themselves progressives would be in favor of having a monopoly. And so it essentially opens up the education marketplace to allow for more competition and innovation. And so, you know, people that may be more religious can have their religious schools, and more secular folks, atheists, et cetera, can have schools that don't have anything like that.
Or people that are focused on the arts.
And in smaller schools,
the charter schools,
too.
The charter schools have also added a drain on the system, too. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't any good charter schools, but...
No, charter is just another extension of government, though. That's the problem with charter schools. It's just another government option. It's still using the government and the coercive funding mechanism to fund these school alternatives. I mean, in some cases they work, in some cases they don't, because still they're beholden to the state and its standards and its program and its curriculum and all of that.
We already had an alternative school here in Ithaca, and it was it's a pretty good school, actually. And then they opened a charter school, and they thought, well, a lot of people thought, well, it's going to be a drain on the system, especially if it doesn't work out. And it's starting to kind of gel that way. I think it's, you know, it was like an over-the-top kind of thing, like let's add another school to the system, and it's I don't think it's real helpful.
Yeah, the only solution to the government school system is to eliminate it and to essentially turn it over. My proposal is to turn it over to the people that run them. So essentially these government teachers are going to school on a daily basis, and a lot of them have a lot of great ideas for what they might like to see happen, but they're hamstrung by the bureaucracy. So you turn it over to them and you say, hey, look, on the end of 2011, you're going to have total control over this school, and that means you'll also have to figure out how to fund it and give them all a share in the school and give them part, essentially make the entire staff the owners of the school. So it would become an employee-operated business, an employee-owned business, and you essentially just
co-op.
Yeah, you essentially just cede control to them and say, okay, you know, here's your end date. This is the last day you're going to get funding from the state, so by then you better have it figured out how you're going to do this.
Or I think at least if you're going to stepping stone move to that, just start cutting down on the level of the layers of the administrators.
But that's true. But the top level is the Federal Department of Education. And since the Federal Department of Education was founded, the education system has actually gotten worse in this country.
True. Cutting them away would help quite a bit. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But in order to do that, Wayne, that would require the state government legislators to have the gumption to be able to say, yeah, we don't want the federal handout anymore that comes along with all those federal education regulations. And it's going to be hard for them to say no to that, especially when they need the money.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in an unheated way that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, dial in toll-free, and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features totally free. We've got the webcam and the news updates and the listen lines and all kinds of stuff. You get it all on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you like that idea, you like the show, you want to help us, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, by the way. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and podcast, which, by the way, the AMP podcast does not have the usual podcast advertisements, so there's an extra perk there for you,
too. It's a little bitty.
That's right. amp.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference. Get experience. Get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit LibertarianInternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. LibertarianInternships.com. If you're in college, it's a great opportunity. And when I say it's a generous stipend, it is a generous stipend. This is, it beats working at Maas Brothers, you know? LibertarianInternships.com.
So, Mark, is there more to this lengthy story that we've been covering throughout the show tonight about these cities and their bankruptcy situations they're dealing with?
Only about 600 cities, counties, towns, and special taxation districts have filed for bankruptcy, known as Chapter 9 for these sorts of entities, since 1937, says James, whatever, a municipal bankruptcy expert at Chapman and Cutler, a law firm in Chicago, and fewer than 250 in the last three decades. In part, it can be hard, even impossible to do. About half the states have statutes authorizing such filings, but some of them set limits or require elaborate approval processes.
Apparently, Michigan is one of those.
Yep. Other states have no specific provision allowing cities to pursue bankruptcy, and at least one, Georgia, has bans such moves. Wow. So far, the financial misery of the past 2 years has not caused a surge in bankruptcy applications. About 15 municipalities pursued bankruptcy in the last 2 years, but if revenue forecasts continue as predicted, 2011 might bring a rise in cities faced with such a catastrophic fate.
Well, the question is, what are the predictions? Because people's predictions may not end up being reality. It may be worse than they're predicting, because people may be predicting a steady decline or a slow decline in cities' revenues, when instead, you know, might hit hyperinflation or something like that, and then it's all over but the crying, you know, at that point.
Hamtramck did not anticipate its current circumstances. Officials in Detroit announced this year that they had for years overpaid Hamtramck in a revenue sharing deal related to a General Motors plant that sits smack on the border of the two cities. The dispute is likely to be resolved eventually in court, but meanwhile, Detroit has stopped paying $2 million a year, and Hamtramck is watching a growing gap in its $18 million budget.
Ooh, $2 million out of 18, that's a lot.
And a lot of these towns and states, what they do is they start to raise taxes to get the revenue, but what happens is a lot of times the revenue continues to fall because then people take evasive action, and maybe they move to Florida for 6 months, or people will do that.
So absolutely, if you can't afford to live somewhere, you got to go.
Right. So you either leave or you find a way to get around some of it. That's what people do when the government gets too rapacious with taxation.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome.
Here, the urgent search for services has turned into all attention to a realm that is also emerging at the center of budget debates in cities and states around the country: the cost of salaries, benefits, pensions of public workers. Mr. Cooper, the city manager of Hamtramck, says that everything else that could be cut already has been. And I believe that this is true, that when they sit down and they look at the budgets, they cut where they can cut. But, you know, it's these guys that are sitting down and looking at these budgets that need to be cut.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I bet Mr. Cooper hasn't halved his salary.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. When they say that we've cut all we can cut, I don't buy that.
I don't either.
I don't buy that at all. There's a lot of untouchable areas.
That's like when the local government guys constantly are saying, like, there's a local show where the city councilors in Keene, New Hampshire will get on the air and talk about their city things. And if you call in to challenge them, they will make claims like, well, I'm for small government too, and, you know, we're always looking for ways to cut things, but that's not, they haven't cut anything, so
if they were looking for ways to cut things, they wouldn't fund the food co-op for $5,000.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be, have a community center. They wouldn't do all these things.
Or they wouldn't be looking to build a convention center and that sort of thing.
Yeah, all this, they don't even know what cut means.
Or a new school complex when the enrollments are declining over the next 10 years.
Yeah, but they like to think they're small government. That's how they like to portray themselves.
Sure, everybody wants to say that they're small government. Yeah. Who wants to say, I'm for big government?
Right.
I think government's really good at solving problems.
The actions speak louder than words.
Mr. Cooper, the city manager, says that everything else that could be cut already has been. While the city goes on spending 60% of its total general fund to pay for its police and firefighter forces, 75 current police officers and firefighters and about 240 former workers and spouses are now on pensions. Mr. Cooper said that an entry-level police officer costs the city about $75,000 a year in salary and benefits, and yet repeated efforts to renegotiate contracts have failed. They kind of have the Cadillac plan, Cooper says, and we're kind of like the Chevy. The little car analogies from people working in Detroit. There. No problem. The police and firefighters question whether the city's bankruptcy talk is really just a scare tactic for negotiations. Earlier discussions with city officials, they say, have urged them to accept pay cuts, layoffs, increased worker payments to pensions, and even a suggestion that officers might pay for part of their own bulletproof vests, all while the city has opted to not increase taxes. You could just tax these people more.
Right.
Then we could get our stuff.
Because then those people would be able to sell their houses. Just keep raising taxes.
The incoming president of Hamtramck's police union, John Bonder, says nobody likes the cops until you need them.
I know what they could do. They could build a wall around the city to make sure that no one can leave.
Or pass a law that they have to stay the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So the Hamtramck, all 2.1 square miles of it, is a gritty city, a proud one, and a place that can do more with less than anyone on earth, in the view of Greg Kowalski, 60, who has lived there since childhood. Immigrants have arrived in waves over time, leaving layers of sedimentary rock from Germany, Poland, Bosnia, Albania, Bangladesh, Yemen, and more. Along Joseph Campu Street in a recent morning, a woman in a burqa strolled past Stan's Grocery, which boasts about its Polish pierogies and kielbasa. Hamtramck, once a community of more than 50,000 people.
Oh, wow.
But now fewer than half of that. Oof. Grew up around an enormous auto factory. Apparently the Dodge built there a century ago. So, you know, these communities
That's
are just
huge. That's a huge loss.
The whole area, though, is devastated. The whole Detroit metropolitan area and all the surrounding areas. A lot of the parts plants. Where at one time a lot of the parts companies are going out of business, too. It's really sad to see.
Yeah, you know, these cities don't have the same advantage as the federal government to be able to deficit either. The federal, you mentioned that the federal government can print the money, and it does, but it deficits a great deal. You know, it's piled not just taxes on you and I and our children, but the taxes on children that are yet to be born are going to be paying these things off. I'd love to know how much of the debt is still lying around from World War One.
Well, Wayne, you touched on the cities that that essentially they're losing these industries, right? These old parts plants are basically, you know, shutting down, and this is really sad. And that's true. It's sad to see things change like that. But if we actually had freedom, and these areas actually had the ability for you to start, come in, get started, and start a business without having to beg permission, without having to get a bunch of permits, without having to pay through the nose in property taxes, you'd see all kinds of new upstarts and new businesses springing up, and you'd see a vibrant economy where if one business goes away, it's creative destruction, and that something else is created to fill its place. But if the economic climate, because of the taxation and the city and the rules and the regulations are too difficult, the business owners aren't going to come. They're not going to build there, and that's why it's a sad situation.
They'll go somewhere else.
Some more coming up here at 800-259-9222. Hey, you want to win a two-pack of the Totesack? You should dial in now at 603-435-1105. Totesack.us, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.us is their site. 603-435-1105. Call now to win.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments and uptime for your thoughts, at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to mention that I finally had the chance to install the Freedom Cam. We've been talking about the Freedom Cam for a little while. They bought a sponsorship here on the program, and they sent us a couple of their car cams. They call the car black box slash dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us a couple of them. Mark, you have yet to install yours.
You were supposed to install it for me.
Well, I was all worried about how, you know, difficult it would be because I don't know my way around, you know, handy stuff very well. And the thing I didn't know is that it's really easy to install, and you didn't tell me that.
How was
so,
I supposed to know?
Well, you're supposed to know about the client. And the
you
product.
Take care of electronics around there, pal.
Anyway, it was it's great. I put it in the car today, and it was very easy. It comes with the sticky adhesive 3M tape, and
you drove around with it some too.
Yeah, I tested it out, and I got it positioned in the right place, and it didn't take a very long time to do things. I mean, I probably double checked myself more often than I should have. But man, I mean, for under $300. This thing records the front of your car. You get to see everything that you're driving into, and it records the entirety of the cab as well, including the windows. You can easily see any cops that are standing at the window and talking to you. It records the audio as well. It also has the ability to do GPS tracking of your car in that you can you put the SD card that comes with it in your computer into this software, and it plays back both cams simultaneously, and there's a little Google map where it shows your car and the route you drove and the speed that you drove. And
so if the nanny's taking the kids to using the car to take the kids to school, you can watch that.
Absolutely.
If you've got a teenager who's using your car, you can keep an eye on them that way. If for whatever reason you get into some kind of automobile accident, you've got documentation of it.
Not only that, but it's actually got a G sensor in it that means that if it gets shocked, if there's some sort of unusual motion that it can sense, and that you set the sensor to as low sensitivity or high sensitivity, etc. But is it basically somebody rams your car, it's going to take, it's constantly recording. Whenever your car's on, this thing is going. So if you're touching yourself, it's recording you doing that. So this thing's constantly recording. And
when it reaches the when it fills up the card, it just kind of starts from the beginning, right? So it's just, you know, it records a minute segment. So when it gets up and fills the card, then it deletes the last minute, the oldest minute, replaces it with the newest, and so on and so forth. So it's just constantly rolling over.
So it's very convenient in that you don't have to do anything to keep it current. It keeps itself current.
Yeah, exactly. And then if something happens, like your car gets hit, it notices that. And it will save that particular portion. It'll save, like, the 10 seconds before the event and 5 seconds after that in a folder that won't be overwritten. So, like, if the car gets hit and you're passed out, but the engine's still on, so it's still recording, and, you know, you're sitting there for too long, yeah, for however many hours that it will take to fill up the card, you'll still have that segment of the actual event that occurred. It's a really neat product.
Is it possible to upgrade the card to get greater duration?
Yeah, it's just an SD card, so you can go. It comes with an 8 gig, and you can put a 16 in there if you need to, so you can double up your duration. Anyway, I was really impressed with it. Like, you know, it sounded good from the specs, and it sounded like a neat product, and it really is. It really is a great product, and I'm glad to have one of them. I'm looking forward to putting it to better use. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that. You can go to freedomcam.net. That's freedomcam.net. I was thinking to myself, all right, this guy's just ordering this product from Korea. It's a Korean-made product. It's got to be available in other places. I can't find it. I went online. I looked for this thing to say, all right, come on, I've got to find a better price, a more competitive price, another dealer. So, you cannot find this thing. I mean, there's one website that actually has it listed, but there's no price. There's no price there. It's listed as, you know, they don't have it anymore or something.
Yeah,
like that,
one of those desolate shopping cart sites.
So and it's seems like a well-made product as well. So
I've spoken with August from freedomcam.net. You know, good guy. He's going to make sure you get the product. You make sure you're happy with it too.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, it's my first day using it, but so far I'm pretty impressed. And looking forward to you know, seeing how this particular technology continues to develop over the years. Because right now, it the video looks good and it tracks you and everything.
I mean, they say the video is much larger than what you're seeing there too, right?
Yeah, that's likely the case. All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mexican drug cartels increasingly turning to youths to do bloody work, according to DallasNews.com. Where Mexico City, Wanderley Neri is 16, a middle school dropout, sometimes drug abuser, and an ex-convict. Not yet a man, but hardly a boy. He's burdened with regret. I can't turn back time, he says quietly, sheltered by the shadows of the Mexico City housing project where he lives. My goal now is to be okay. Neri is one of the thousands of Mexican youths who have gotten caught up in drug-related crime and increasingly organized crime as Mexico's war against criminal organizations rages on. He was busted at 15 on theft and drug-related charges and spent 6 months in a youth jail with pure killers and rapists, he says. He cringes when asked about, and those were just the guards. He cringes when asked about his time there, presses his lips together, and just shakes his head. Cartels are increasingly relying on youths to do their dirty work, trafficking, kidnapping, and killing, particularly in the regions of the country where the battle for the territory has grown fierce, such as Ciudad Juarez and the Texas border region, or where hard economic times have broken down social or family networks. Earlier this month, Mexican authorities caught a 14-year-old suspected of working as an assassin for what remains of the Beltran Levea cartel south of Mexico City. The boy, a U.S. citizen, told reporters he'd been working for the cartel since he was 12 and that he'd participated in at least 4 beheadings. His 19-year-old sister is accused of helping him dump the bodies. The number of youths picked up for drug-related crimes has risen since President Felipe Calderon began his anti-drug offensive in 2006. There were 482 young people detained that year, 810 in 2009, and 562 through August of this year, according to statistics from their attorney general. But authorities are finding their hands tied when it comes time to prosecute these dangerous young criminals. Their judicial system generally goes easy on youths. One of the reasons cartels are finding teenagers useful as killers for hire, and there is no process under which youths, even when they commit a heinous crime, can be tried as adults. And it goes on to tell some of their stories and what's happening there. But I think it's interesting, you know, number one, you've got the war on drugs, of course, is creating this situation, and enforcement isn't going to solve the problem. As we've seen with drug dealers, you bust a drug dealer, it just creates a market opportunity to let another drug dealer into the trade and, you know, transfer their customers over to them. So we know that increased enforcement doesn't do anything. It just continues on this process of it's just so corrupt. I mean, the government guys, they benefit from this. They benefit from the increased enforcement because they get to expand their police departments. They get to increase their budgets. The drug dealers don't really get hurt because it's just the low men on the totem pole.
Right, it's just these 14-year-olds that are thrown in jail. You know, I've always kind of wondered about this this idea of charging juveniles as adults. This just doesn't make sense to me. Having been involved in the legal system when I was below the age of 18, the people say that they charge juvenile, that's an adult crime. That juvenile should be charged as an adult. It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, if they're a juvenile, they're a juvenile. If they're an adult, they're an adult. Their activity doesn't really change.
But that was politicians' grandstanding. You know, everybody was afraid.
Tough on crime.
Yeah, get tough on crime, get tough on drugs, and that's one of the things they did back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Right. I'm not saying the juveniles don't deserve harsh sentences if they do harsh things, but the idea of charging a juvenile as an adult doesn't make much sense to me because, can an adult commit a juvenile crime?
No.
I mean, if I go out and spray paint a building, am I going to get charged as a juvenile because I've committed a juvenile crime?
Very good point.
It's just, I mean, it's dumb.
It is, but it was stupid.
The other thing that I thought was interesting to point out about this is the headline and the way this story is presented is that, you know, these drug cartels, you're turning to the youths to do this bloody work. Well, isn't that what the federal government does too?
Sure. With soldiers. They take naive young kids
at age 17.
They pump them up full of propaganda
right.
at age 17.
16,
put a
17.
Rifle in their hand, give them a little training.
They've got the ROTC program at every single government, pretty much every single government high school. That is essentially a program for all high school ages, which means starting as young as 13. I don't know, do they also have a middle school ROTC? I don't even know. I didn't go to a regular middle school. I went to the gifted school. They actually didn't have ROTC at the gifted school, so I was only familiar with that when I actually went to the regular government school my senior year. So at least in high school, you've got this indoctrination program. The military's constantly on campus. They're doing recruiting programs. They've got tables. They're doing outreach. They're trying to bring people into the fold. They're recruiting teenagers to do bloody work. It's the same exact thing, except they're probably getting paid better from the drug lords.
Yeah, they are. And they're slightly older in the military.
Right, but that's only because they're only allowed to join when they're 18. However, they do have the delayed entry program or whatever it's called where they can actually intend to join at age 17 and kind of get all the paperwork done and get everything rolling, and that way they sign on the dotted line the day they turn 18 and they're ready to go. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Like, oh, it's bad when the drug lords do it, but it's okay when the governments do it, even though they're kind of doing the same thing. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.